Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to live out and apply what we've been learning all week. And this week we've been learning the story of Saul, a man in the Bible who was a formidable killer of Christians, who used to track them down, bring them back to the authorities in Jerusalem, and have them tried for their, what he saw as perverse religious beliefs. Yesterday we saw him encountering a man named Ananias. After Saul has been laid low, thrown off his horse, blinded, made completely vulnerable, God sends a man named Ananias to go and find him and basically welcome him into the Christian family. And Ananias responds, you know, I've heard of this guy. I don't want to go see him. He's just been sent as a Christian to go and find, literally seek out, the most formidable killer of Christians out there. And so, of course, he reacts and says, God, what are you thinking? Are you trying to kill me? So what was he learning, I asked you? Well, I think he's learning to trust God, not his fear. Paul, of course, is learning some trust, too. Here he is, having been thrown off his horse in some pain, probably, blinded, thirsty. What's happening to him? He's a man who's normally in charge, and now he's completely vulnerable. And now, a leader of the Christian movement is coming to find him. Is he going to do him in? Ananias has the opportunity. He could probably do a great big favor to the Christian movement by taking advantage of Paul while he's vulnerable, killing him. So Paul is feeling vulnerable too. They're both vulnerable. Ananias wonders if this is a trap. Is Paul's posse going to kill him or haul him into the authorities? And at the same time, Paul, who actually is extremely vulnerable, maybe wondering if Ananias is going to take advantage of the situation. But what we find here in this story is that God has a plan. He has a plan for Ananias, he has a plan for Paul, and he has a plan for them together. Paul is formidable at doing what he does. He's a religious legalist. He knows the Old Testament inside and out. He's also well-trained and schooled. He's had a lot more education than most Jews would have had. He's a good speaker. He's clearly an influential man who knows people. And he's well-traveled. He knows how to get around on dangerous Roman roads. God has a plan for all of that. God can use that. God has a message to get out. The kingdom of God is a message that everybody needs to hear. And so God is in recruiting mode. God is recruiting Paul to be his traveling salesman of sorts. He's going to send him all around the known world by those same Roman roads, not to round up and kill the Christians, but to make more. There's an irony to it, there's a humor to it, and that's how God works. God uses sometimes the most unlikely people. Even murderous, zealous Pharisees like Paul can become God's greatest evangelist, telling the story of Jesus everywhere he goes. That's exactly what happened and what we find in the rest of the New Testament. Paul starting new Christian communities, new churches. He was the first church planter. And then keeping in touch with them in letters we still read today in the Bible, helping to nurture and grow those communities rather than suppressing them like he used to. God also has a plan for each of us, and the skills that we've learned and maybe used for other purposes or for our own purposes, God has plans to use them for his kingdom purposes. When I was in university, I had a summer job working in group homes for young homeless people. Was sitting in the office of one of those group homes one day that I reflected on the last few years of my life, and I said, what am I doing? If I really wanted to be an engineer and use this engineering degree, I wouldn't be spending my time working in group homes for the summer and volunteering as a paramedic and a first responder on the side, and a whole list of other things I was doing that didn't make a lot of sense if I was really fully committed to being an engineer. I'd be working different summer jobs. I'd be spending my spare time differently. But I realized that if I was called to be a minister and an evangelist telling the story of Jesus Christ, he'd equip me perfectly. I had experience in public speaking. I had experience caring for people. I was serving people who were vulnerable and in need. I was doing exactly what followers of Jesus were called to do. Even if it wasn't going to make me a good engineer, it was going to make me a good minister. But if I was going to be a minister and an evangelist, it all made sense. These were all skills that God could use. A couple years ago, it went a step further as I realized that I had a great opportunity to start a mobile app and website. Using my engineering degree, yes, and using my experience before that in web hosting and web design, I was able to bring those skills that I learned for myself, for my own benefit, and use them to share the good news of Jesus Christ with you. There are millions of stories like this, of how God takes people who are looking out for themselves, building a life for themselves, and stops them in their tracks and says, "No, I have a better plan for you. All those skills you learned that you thought were for you, actually they're for me." It's wonderfully ironic when God does it, with people with much more dramatic life changes than my own. Maybe it's your story, I'd love to hear it. Either way, that's been our topic for this week, and I've got a challenge that I want you to think about and pray about today. Are you more like Ananias or Saul? Are you driven more by fear or your own self-confidence? Pray that God will interrupt you today and show you who you should risk helping or trusting. Well, I hope you have an encounter like Saul and Ananias today, as God interrupts you, introduces you to somebody you can help, but need to trust in order to help, or that God will lead you to take a risk. Start following Him. Despite all your self-confidence, despite all your strengths, despite all that you think is yours, I pray that God will show you it's actually His. And that by making you vulnerable for a time, a little afraid of what He's doing, He'll actually turn you into one of His greatest proponents. Somebody who tells the story of Jesus to everybody they know. I know that sounds a little scary, but God can do it. He will do it. And you'll love it. Have a great time putting that challenge into practice. I'll see you tomorrow.